This is another episode of the Purple Project Podcast, all things K-State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas, home of K-State University. Eddie Greer, host of this Kansas State podcast here, coming to you on this Monday here in Kansas City, Missouri, Monday, March 3rd, 2025. First time listening to this podcast. Again, thank you so much for taking time out of the day or evening whenever this comes out. This is a podcast. This will come out today, so I'm not going to mess around too much. So we're going to have here in a minute, I'm going to post, or I already recorded a men's golf episode. That will be out here shortly, and then later on around lunchtime, you will hear this postcast, the last of the three-game set with K-State. Three different teams, 3 games in 3 days again. Back in the state of Texas, and yet again, K-State with the bats get it done over former Big 12 foe Nebraska yesterday in a wild game there, 9-6, and K-State leaves Texas. Because remember, the previous weekend in Arlington, K-State was 3-0. So you leave Texas 2-1. You come out of Texas 5-1. What a turnaround, and now all of a sudden, K-State 6-5 after, what, 6 games, 5 of the 6 wins coming in the state of Texas. You might as well stay down there, stay down in Texas. And remember, K-State has not played a home game yet here in 2025. That is coming up very soon, but for the third straight day, we saw back-to-back home runs in this ball game. Pete Hughes, after the game, here we have him in a post-game comment. Quote, good day, solid weekend for our program. And he goes on to say here, quote, again, it begins and ends with quality starting pitching. And I thought Leakin was awesome again for the second straight outing and keeping a pretty good offensive team at bay in a super offensive setting there as well. Yeah, Leakin Sheffield, folks. Remember, he shut down TCU last weekend. And he comes down here, back down to Texas. Like I said, K-State might just stay down there in the state of Texas. Down there, handing Nebraska their 6th loss of the season. Nebraska falling to 4-6 here early in the 2025 campaign. Again, K-State back over to 500, 6-5 again. This could have been, they could have easily again put the brooms on the opponents, except again they did not get the timely hits against LSU, who again one of the top best teams in the nation as far as baseball goes. They were ranked 2nd coming in this weekend there. LSU was, and coming up short on the short end of the stick there as well. I want to go back to Leakin Sheffield before we check into the box score here. Leakin Sheffield goes 6 1/3, 6 hits, 2 runs, both of those were earned. No walks, 7 strikeouts. Then James Gaetti and Blake Dean. Oh, see, there you go. Blake Dean capped off the K-State lineup for the pitching goes. Gaetti going inning and 2/3, and then Blake Dean closed the door with an inning himself there as well. Both of them giving up 2 runs in there. But, yeah, like I've been saying all along, if K-State is going to win baseball games, and again, they have not played a home game yet. Here, obviously, and we know K-State's pretty damn good at home, but again, this is a different team. New team, still learning the aspects of this team. Still, right? But if you get this type of solid pitching, Leakin Sheffield, every third game, whatever it is now, right? You have an opportunity to win baseball games. Gotta keep on saying, pitching, solid defense, wins games, even though I did see D. Kennedy in the box score, did commit the only K-State error of the afternoon. Didn't matter. K-State struck first. We check out the box score now. After K-State beats Nebraska 9-6 yesterday to cap off the Frisco Classic, and K-State goes 2-1 in the Frisco Classic, and overall in the state of Texas in the last 2 weekends, you want to call it last 6 days, last out of six of 14 days, K-State 5-1 in the state of Texas. Crazy, crazy stuff. K-State got one the first. They struck. They were the designated visiting team in this one. Won the first. Took a 2-0 lead into the bottom of the second. 3 more in the 4th. 1 in the 5th. 2 in the 6th. And then getting one more there in the eighth inning while Nebraska answered in the bottom of the second inning there. And then did not get a run until the bottom of the seventh, two more in the eighth, and then two more in the bottom of the ninth inning for K-State finally slowed down the run there. Nebraska tried to make a run there in the later innings there, but K-State put them far enough behind the eight ball there that Nebraska could not come back from it there as they win 9-6 in the game there. Look at Sheffield getting the win. He's now 2-1 here so far in the year. Jackson Brockett getting his first loss of the season. He goes 0-1 there as well here. Brockett, he started this game only going two innings in the game. Three hits, two runs. Those were earned. Walk two, struck out four. Nebraska used six pitchers in this baseball game here. As K-State gets their sixth win of the year. Maxis Martin doubled along with Seth Dardar. Dardar, second double of the year there. Home runs. Talked about it there. Going back-to-back home runs again in the person of Keegan O'Connor and A.J. Ivasco there. And, of course, Maxis Martin. Another big day for Maxis Martin there. I love that name there. Perfect fitting name to a shortstop. He actually hit leadoff today, yesterday in the game. 3-for-4, a double, homered, yes sir, drove in two runs in the game there. Shantero hit second from Japan, my guy Shantero, but he went 0-for in the ball game. Seth Dardar, another big game from him from the cleanup spot. 3-for-5, he scored a run, drove in two there as well. And then, of course, we'll go throwing Keegan O'Connor in here, going 1-for-4. And again, with that hit, with that home run there in this ball game. So, yeah, man, K-State 9, Nebraska 6 now in a game. As I flip it over here, let me see here what's going on here. Yeah, lucky Sheffield. He actually retired 13 of the next 14 batters that he faced in the ball game there as well here. Let me see. Yeah, so next up for K-State, and I've been mentioning home openers, right? They haven't played at home yet, right? Well, K-State Nation, you're going to be seeing them Wednesday night, or excuse me, not Wednesday night, Wednesday afternoon. The K-State season opener, 2025, Creighton comes to town. 3 p.m. first pitch there. Creighton comes into Manhattan, 5-4 on the year. If I can scroll over real quick there. Well, actually, I'm not. I'll check the schedule in a minute. But I do want to put this on the air real quick. K-State pitching staff here. So far this year, ERA under 5, 4.82. And they have 31 strikeouts against 11 walks there as well. That's going to get it done right there for you there as well. Now I got the schedule on my tab here as well. Creighton, this is going to be a one-off here for Creighton before a three-game set with William Mary this week, this upcoming weekend as well. So you got a mid-game, your usual mid-game coming up with Creighton. Four games at home. Beginning on Wednesday. Oh, yeah, you got to turn around. I just looked at the schedule. You got to turn around and play Creighton next week. So this is going to be a home-and-home here with Creighton beginning this Wednesday in Twin Family Stadium, the home opener. So K-State fans, definitely make sure you come out for that. That's a 3 p.m. first pitch there. And K-State's got a lot of momentum there coming off of back-to-back weekends being in Texas. 5-1 for the K-State baseball team, following a 9-6 victory over Nebraska yesterday there. So Pete Hughes' team coming with some momentum. We'll see if they can carry it over to the home opener on Wednesday afternoon. The Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports, you can get it. We're a podcast found free and available daily. And man, a chance to record K-State content. Don't forget our extra bonus content over our Podbean. We'll hop over there this week. Greer 3 of these podcasts. That is Greer 3 Eddie's podcast, GRIER number 3 EDID apostrophe S podcast for more bonus coverage of your Wildcast. Alex Aiden out there in Shannon, California. Eddie Greer coming to you from Kansas City, Missouri. It is K-State Baseball 9, Nebraska 6. Pro Project Podcast continues. Go Cats.